Oh my goodness. I'm Corbin Hayes, Lord Hayes, Goth Vancor, and somebody named Hoping for Snacks followed me on Threads, and I'm looking through their stuff, and made a post with this picture of a calendar, mentioning another Threads user named Obvious Plant. The calendar on it says, "Lonely People Holding Cats 2019 calendar includes 2 months of Clayton." And this older dude on there holding a Siamese kitty. Oh, that makes me miss my cat. Zool. Yep. At least they have cats. 16 month calendar. So yeah, and then went to check out Obvious Plant, and it's Obvious Plant Store. And I just wanted to read some of what's on there. Because this is peculiar, but I like it. This is my kind of thing. It's sold out, but there's a little toy robot. And on the packaging it says, "A tiny robot that protects you from the persistent anxiety and self-sabotaging thoughts that make you feel like an imposter and trick you into thinking you are unworthy of success. You are valid. I am here now. Anthony is here to help." All better. Adult collectible, not a toy. Ages 14 plus. It is okay. You are no longer. Huh? Very peculiar. I like it. Also, protect from toilet snakes, groin glow, a vengeful ghost. That's helpful. Mm-hmm. There is a plushy frog named Trample Him. Stress relief toy. "I will endure for you, Derek. Feel the power. You're the in charge." "I am helping," it says. I love that. "Trample Him. I will endure for you, Derek." This is a weird ass fucking store, and I love it. Canned food labels, printable. Print files. Obvious Plant Foods. Shrimp tips. Just the tip. Discount shrimps. Affordable. Oh my god. Bootleg Michael Jordan shirt. Slam dump. Balls. Chicago NyQuil 22 Jordan. 1997 Obvious Plant. Balls 22. Just don't it. Oh my god. And the basketball says balding. I might have to get that. Jazz Crabs shirt. Jazz Crabs. This what romance sounds like. And this crab is playing a saxophone. There's three crabs playing a saxophone. Saxophones. These crabs can really wail. Squeedly D. That is so fucking weird. Love it. Steve Wars t-shirt. the galaxy where everyone is named Steve. And there's fucked up drawings of Chewbacca, Yoda, Princess Leia, Darth Vader, and you know who our favorite protagonist of Star Wars. And they all have Steve underneath their name, underneath them. R2 Steve 2, Steve 3PO, Evil Steve. What the fuck, dude? Corn Man 80s t-shirt. You are now Corn Man. Go your own way. It is okay to be different. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about, baby. A notebook for drawing just corn things. A notebook for drawing just corn things. What the fuck? Yes. No. Oh, yeah, on the... There's a little picture that's got a corn stalk, corn chip, butter, cloud, corn kernel, and salt. It says yes. And then there's a picture in there that's got an eye and then some other plant that looks like, makes me think of wheat. A dog, and then that S symbol that I've never known what it's actually meant. I've seen people drawing that S since I was in high school. I mean, that was a long time ago. Oh, wait! Colonel Journal. Warning. For corn only. It is illegal to draw other things, especially wheat. Okay, yeah, it's wheat. Corn Man approved. This is some weird shit. This is my kind of thing. This is stuff I dream about, you know? This weird stuff. Calling me out right now. A daily planner that you will use for a week and then put in a drawer. Just being honest. A good intentions product includes zero calendar dates. Because, come on, why bother? I don't know what the hell that drawing is on the front. What the fuck is that? Weird dogs t-shirt. Except on the t-shirt, it's three horses. Weird dogs. Okay. Bird vengeance t-shirt. Birds fly in a V formation because it stands for vengeance. Their dinosaur ancestors once ruled the earth. One day, they will come for us. I'm holding my tongue right now. Okay. Bury me in my egg shirt. Bury me in my egg shirt. I want to wear it forever. What the fuck? Ooh, I like this. Covered in spiders, man, t-shirt. Covered in spiders, man. I want that. Foop ball, t-shirt. Foop ball, America's sport. Okay, I think I need to talk to the owner of this website. This is good stuff. Ooh-wee, I like this stuff. This is my kind of thing, baby. Mugs. Let's look at the mugs. My other mug is also a mug. You know, a couple nights ago, I threw a mug through the window. I don't know why I did that. I may or may not have been drunk. That doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I throw cups through the fucking window, apparently, and put an axe through the wall. Okay. Yep, I think I'm right at home on this website. My me moldy. What the fuck? I don't even know what that is. That's great. That feels so alien to me. What the fuck? I like bagels because they're empty inside, just like me. You lie like a rug. There's a mug that has an elephant on it. It's holding an ice cream cone. I scream, you scream, we all scream just constantly. Each day is a new nightmare in this hell world called Earth. That's great. Obvious Plant Magazine. Hot shit. What? $4. Digital PDF. Printed version. No, the printed version's almost $9. I want that shit. Hell yeah. Oh, it's sold out. Fuck. You can get the digital PDF, though. Obvious Plant Magazine. Open this up and learn something for once, you stupid, ignorant piece of ships. How do they float? Who the F was Walt Disney? 28 pages of fun facts and info. Absolutely zero information about giraffes. And there's two giraffes on the cover. What is in the ocean? What is in there? Premlins. A page just for people named Randy. What the fuck? This is great. There's a page in there that says World of Science. These are the sciences you don't need to know. Botany. Nobody cares about this one. You may ignore it. Hey, that's bullshit. I love botany. Ecology. Just a huge waste of time. Oh, you a damn liar. I know you a botanist. I know it. Physics. What even is this? Geology. Let's all stare at a bunch of rocks, Lamau. No thanks. Genetics. This one is so dumb, I'm mad I even have to mention it here. Ooh, well, I get to tell you this. So, oh, hell yeah, baby. One second. All right, so check this out. So, there is a pepper called the Capsicum flexuosum. It is the most cold-resistant pepper in the world. Even more cold-resistant than species of peppers like Capsicum pubescens, which I'm trying to remember the names of some of these. But yeah, Capsicum pubescens, they have hairs all on them, and that helps protect them in the cold. But for some reason, Capsicum flexuosum is a. It don't got hairs like that, I don't think. Yeah, Capsicum flexuosum will grow between 6 and 9 feet tall, motherfucker. Wow. I got some seeds from a buddy up in Canada. Smallislandseeds.com, I believe is what it is. I think he has seeds available on Etsy as well. Another really awesome website is ForgottenHeirlooms.com. Texas hot peppers, white hot peppers, those are all really good websites. And I'm friends with Garth at Texas Hot Peppers. But yeah, Capsicum flexuosum is tall. And my bud that I got it from up in Canada, yeah, he said this sucker can take temperatures down to negative 14. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? Huh? Woo. Woo. He said it froze, and like this, the base of the pepper split open, and it just healed itself like it was nothing. I don't give a damn about no cold. That is so fucking cool. That's so cool it's cold, baby. And it is one of the few wild, rare species of peppers that has the same number of chromosomes as the domesticated peppers that we all eat. A lot of the other wild peppers, they don't have that many chromosomes. So there's a lot of laboratories that are seeing what they can do to crossbreed with the domesticated peppers to enhance the cold hardiness. That's so cool. And it is one of the only peppers in the world which produces fruit that is not hollow. They are berries. It's a pepper that makes berries. And apparently they taste kind of tropical. Like a tropical fruit. With just a little bit of spice to them. Boy, I'm going to grow them this time. Yeah, they are a little tricky to start. You can't have them too wet. Like, there are some, like a lot of the domesticated peppers. They'll grow through anything. They don't care. Peppers are badass, boy. If you want to get into gardening, start with peppers. They're easy. And don't water them every single fucking day. Otherwise, you're not going to get any fruit. The flowers will just drop off. And don't worry. When the plant looks like it's just melting, like you hadn't watered it in a week, and that's how it looks. It looks like it's just melting to the ground. Don't worry. It's not going to die. Just give it a little bit of water. Boof! It'll puff back up in like 20 minutes. It's amazing. I need a time lapse that. Where was I going with that? Boy, did you know if you got a pepper tree in a pretty stable environment like Australia and you don't touch it, that sucker will turn into an actual tree pretty much. I mean, there was a guy in Australia, he said his parents planted a bird's eye pepper tree, pepper chili. Get my words mixed up. And that sucker's taller than the house now. There was another guy in Australia, planted a scorpion pepper, red scorpion pepper, and he just didn't touch it. And that thing grew to be like 12 feet tall. There was a big old storm that came through, though, and it knocked over a bunch of trees. And for some reason, the motherfuckers that came in to clean the place up just chunked some of those fallen trees on top of the pepper. Are you fucking kidding me? Ooh. So, yeah. Damn, that's upsetting. So, for that reason in particular, whenever there is anybody that comes over to the house to do any kind of work, I am right there watching them. One thing is I want to glean, I want to learn as much as I can from others. But the other thing is, I really don't trust people. But I will give you the feeling, I will give you the sensation that I trust you, because I know you're going to fuck up. And I want you to feel free enough to be able to do that, so that I can look you in the eyes and I can say, I knew what you were going to do. Capsicum flexuosum. Yeah, so, and it's one of the only peppers in the world that is not self-pollinating. I see some people on YouTube, you know, trying to pollinate their pepper flowers, like with a Q-tip, and they only got like one, maybe they got a couple of peppers, you know, got like two habaneros or something, and they think they need to pollinate them with a Q-tip. No, baby, they're self-pollinating. All you got to do is shake the fucking pepper. Just shake it. Fascinating. Yeah, the flexuosum is one of the only peppers in the world that is not self-pollinating, so you have to have two of them. Otherwise, you won't get any fruit. But yeah, I'm going to get those seeds. They up at my honey's place. I'm going to get those seeds, boy. I'm going to grow me some flexuosums. I started one last summer, but yeah, that was a rough time, and I forgot to go water them, which is hilarious because I had burned up a whole pack of flexuosum seeds because I overwatered them. The wild peppers are a little bit more difficult to start than the domesticated ones. But you get it down pretty good once you've been doing it for a minute, so. It's interesting. When you've done something for a while, you get a feel for it, and you don't even have to think about it. It's amazing. There was something else I wanted to say about peppers, but I don't remember what it was. Well, I've been growing peppers for about like 8-9 years now. I love it. I love peppers. And, at the end of the season, because I usually grow so many of them that I just can't really focus on any one in particular, so they don't do the best, because I just have too many, you know, I usually have too many. So at the end of the season is when I finally get fruit, and I'll ferment those peppers, and I'll stick them in the freezer for whenever the hell it is I feel like making hot sauce again. Last time I made hot sauce was like, woo, that was a while back. Yeah, I got this hot sauce that I make with portobello mushrooms, bourbon barrel-aged maple syrup. Sometimes I'll put a little bit of a good whiskey in there. Allspice. Cloves, Café du Monde coffee. I brew Café du Monde coffee from down there in New Orleans, and I'll put that in the sauce as well. I roast orange bell peppers and habaneros in the oven. But I think this next time I'm going to smoke them I got a big old box of hickory. I'm gonna smoke them motherfucking peppers, baby. Woo! It's gonna be good. You know, one time I made a batch of hot sauce. Like 20 jars. You know, just the regular, like, ball jars. 20 jars. It was too hot. Because I put three... oh, hell, what was it? Jay's Peach Ghost Scorpion crossed with a Carolina Reaper. I put three of those in there. And that was it. It was way too hot. So I had to add a whole bunch of other stuff, you know. Add some more bell peppers. Add more liquid. You know, balance it out. Ah, amazing. Yeah, everybody that's tried that hot sauce loves it. And I think that's actually why I stopped making it for so long, because... Ooh. Because it's like, man, I don't want to have to fucking keep making this stuff. I'm really, you know, I really just make it because it's fun. But when people are like tugging on you and they're like, oh man, you gonna make some of that hot sauce, yeah? I'm just like, nope, not this year, babe. Because I want them off my back. But if I had that kind of work ethic, then I'm sure I'd, you know, be doing fine with it. Motherfucker, I'm gonna make some hot sauce. That's what I'm gonna do.